With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden suggesting that Israel's prime minister could be playing politics with the war in Gaza.
The president told Time magazine there is every reason for people to draw the conclusion that Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu may be stalling on ending the war in Gaza for political reasons. He made the comments in an interview last week, a few days before announcing a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Mr. Biden has supported Israel's targeting of Hamas terrorists, but has been unhappy with the high number of civilian deaths in the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the U.S. is urging the U.N. Security Council to get behind that plan championed by President Biden aimed at ending the Gaza war, freeing the hostages, and sending a huge amount of aid into the territory.
This draft resolution calls for support for the ceasefire proposal from the 14 other members of the U.N. Security Council, and it urges Hamas to accept the plan fully and without delay. The Security Council, though, of course, has struggled to speak with a unified voice ever since the war broke out in Gaza. No vote has been scheduled on this resolution. I think we can take it as largely symbolic.
The BBC's David Willis. Israel's prime minister expected to address Congress in 9 days. Last Friday, congressional leaders invited Benjamin Netanyahu to deliver what will be his fourth speech to American lawmakers. Also at SRNNews.com, didn't take long to seat a jury for Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware. Opening statements happening this morning. Also today, President Biden expected to sign an executive order capping asylum claims at the southern border when illegal border crossings reach a certain level. Republicans say it's all about politics. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 139. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, and there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There have also been efforts to ban drag performances, or at least to keep kids from attending them. Big business had been promoting the LGBT agenda for years, but now some companies are starting to back away from that. This is SRN News. One of the most decorated offensive linemen in NFL history has died.
The Dallas Cowboys announced the death of Hall of Fame offensive lineman Larry Allen. The team says Allen died suddenly while on vacation in Mexico with his family on Sunday. He was 52. Allen earned 6 All-Pro selections and 11 Pro Bowl nods in his 14-year NFL career and was a member of the Cowboys Super Bowl 30 winning team in 1996. He was a member of the Hall of Fame's all 1990s and all 2000s teams. Allen spent his first 12 seasons with Dallas and played his last two for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Security is tight around Tiananmen Square. It's the 35th anniversary of the bloody Chinese government crackdown on pro-democracy protests that killed hundreds, if not thousands. Police checkpoints and rows of police vehicles line the major roads. More details, SRNNews.com.